Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Susie Berberum, the co-founder and CEO of Wellcyon Franchise Opportunity. And Wellcyon is committed to changing America by improving the health and vitality of at least 1 million aging adults. And we're going to talk to Susie about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Susie Berberum, the co-founder and CEO of the Wellcyon Franchise Opportunity. And Wellcyon is committed to changing America by improving the health and vitality of at least 1 million aging adults. Hi, Susie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Marty. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Susie. You know, we've been doing the show now 7 years. It's going to be 7 years in a couple weeks. And, you know, we're always looking for something different. And I recall reading about you in, I think it was Franchise Times, and I thought that was a good article, by the way. And I said, we have to have you on the show. So it's really a privilege to have you here.
Well, thank you so much.
We'd like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Susie?
I'm calling from Edina, Minnesota, which is one of the inner ring suburbs of Minneapolis.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Is it getting, I imagine it's getting cold there?
Well, you know, it for us, it's about 47 degrees today, so that's pretty warm in November.
That is pretty warm there, isn't it? That's
yeah.
Funny. Oh, that's fantastic. Maybe we could start off, you know, you can describe the history of Wellseon. I thought it was an interesting story when I was reading about you.
Certainly. Well, my husband and I have spent most of our career in the healthcare industry, and so we really decided that we wanted to help change America by actually redefining how people age in our country.
Mm-hmm.
We are both baby boomers ourselves,
yes.
And so we knew that people at our age want to live actively, and we want to live as long as we can, but we want to have that great quality of life. We don't want to just fade off into the sunset.
Right.
We also saw the opportunity in terms of the huge demographic numbers for baby boomers and older adults. There are about 100 million of us in this country.
Exactly.
And this demographic happens to have the largest disposable income as well.
Yeah.
So with our background in healthcare and, you know, seeing how we could help the country, and with this many people, we felt like it was a perfect storm at this time in our country to really develop a way that people could get healthier and live a stronger, more wonderful life. And, you know, part of what we saw is that our country is having such a dilemma in healthcare costs.
Yes.
We really can't afford all of the sick people that we have in this country. And exercise is really the answer to prevention of chronic illness and keeping people strong. So we knew that you know, those of us in this age group want a place that is non-intimidating,
yes.
It's welcoming, it's supervised, because, you know, there are many people who have not been in a gym to work out, or maybe they have a chronic condition or an injury. So we knew we had to really do a lot of research and have the expertise to develop the right program. So to
there's
do
so many
that,
benefits,
we,
too, aren't there, Susie, too? Working out, too, is, you know, getting more energy and things like that. You know, of course, my parents are in that age group, you know, and I'm not far from it, believe it or not, you know. And so, I mean, exercise does get, there's just so many benefits to exercising. So, I mean, I think it's fantastic.
Yes, it really is the silver bullet to healthy living, because we've really engineered physical activity out of our lives. Between cars and not walking to the market anymore and sitting in front of computers and tweeting and cell phones. And we have, you know, exercise research really shows that it lubricates the joints, so it helps in arthritis, stabilizes blood sugar, so it changes a diabetic framework. It lifts depression because of the endorphins that happen.
Right.
And really the biggest way that it can change lives in this age group, it keeps people's legs strong. And leg weakness is really the biggest predictor of needing nursing home care.
Right, absolutely. It's, I mean, there was just so many things that stood out about Wellseon. One was, I mean, your experience and your husband's experience combined, you know, is we always, you know, one of the themes of our show has been over the last 7 years is to look towards the founder's experience in this particular industry. And you and your husband certainly have it, don't you? You've been doing this a long time in this industry.
Well, we have. Tom has spent 40 years in the assisted living, independent living and nursing home industry. And so he has seen firsthand what healthcare needs are and how much they cost and what happens to people when they don't stay strong. I'm a registered nurse by profession, and so I've done teaching and worked many years in the field of assisted living and senior housing. And then for 4 years, I was a franchisee and I had six Curves Fitness Club. So I feel like that really gives me insight into what a franchisee needs and what they want from a franchisor.
I think it's wonderful. It's one of the things that caught my attention, too, was you being a franchisee, because now, you know, of course, playing the role of the franchisor, you can really put yourself in the franchisee's shoes, can't you?
I really can. And one of the things that franchisees need and want is very consistent support and leadership and someone who has the answers and the turnkey systems. Not somebody who they sign on the dotted line and then, you know, the support kind of wavers after that point.
And then they're on their own after that point. No, it's true. What I loved about this particular concept was you really solved a problem or a need in the market. I teach marketing for a university, and it's one of the things we always focus on is if you can solve a problem. And the problem, of course, being, or one of the problems being, it must be intimidating, as you were saying earlier, for someone in that age group to walk into a gym. It has to be intimidating, isn't it?
Yes, because, you know, we are talking about the 80% of us in this age group who maybe have not worked out all of their lives. And so they walk into a big box club that has rows and rows and rows of equipment, people in muscle shirts and spandex, loud music. And it's just very intimidating. And truthfully, a lot of us at this point, we want to skip the spandex. And the muscle shirts. So we knew that the market needed a place that felt welcoming and that someone was there as an expert to design a fitness program to fit their level of physical fitness at that point and continue to guide them. And we also knew that that sense of community is so important to people's health and well-being. And so it's a small footprint. It's very inviting, and we know our members' names, and we get to know about their lives. One of our members said it feels kind of like Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
That's fantastic, isn't it? You painted a really good picture of Wellcyon. Has technology played a role in your business, Susie?
Well, we refer to Wellcyon as a high-touch and a high-tech business because our strength training equipment has smart card technology as a part of it. And so once we design the correct weight load and the program for the member, they come in and check in on the kiosk. They put the smart card in the kiosk. It downloads all of their weights. And they take that card to each piece of equipment. It even greets them by name, tells them what seat height they should be sitting at, loads on that proper weight, counts their repetitions, and then we have a way that once they get to muscle fatigue, you know, then they're done with the workout. But there is an automatic way to continue increasing the load, because that was one of the things we were very serious about, that we wanted people to have a meaningful result. We did not want people to come in and just do the same level of a workout. We wanted them to get stronger.
It's fascinating.
So we love the technology part.
I love it. I mean, as you're describing it. I mean, and it sounds like it's very easy to use, isn't it? Because I recall my father, when he started going to a gym after he retired, he was so intimidated by all the equipment and everything, you know, and this sounds like it's something that's so simple to use.
It is, and in most gyms, if you really want to track your progress or when you need to increase the load, you have to fill out that little card and, you know, or try to remember it. And
right,
so this is very easy to use. And the other thing we were committed to is we wanted to track results. And this level of technology allows us to capture every workout. And then we can track the person's progress, print out a graph for them, and do a quarterly meeting with them to say, you know what, you're really doing well on every piece, but we see you're not progressing on the rhomboid. Let's pump that up a little bit. So we like the technology from that point of view, that we can really prove results and motivate the member with that.
So you're playing different roles, too. I mean, the role of a coach, you know, almost like a life coach and a fitness coach as well, aren't you?
Yes. In fact, that's what we call our folks that are in the club. They're fitness coaches.
That's fantastic. What about the industry? I mean, it seems like, I mean, this is an amazing industry. Are there any numbers on the industry or any trends going on in the industry?
Well, it's about a $22 billion industry. There are about 33,000 health clubs in America, but very, very few cater to older adults.
Right.
But the industry as a whole, you know, is really geared to outpace even the population growth over the next decade. And so the fitness industry historically has been quite recession resistant. And we really feel like, you know, not only that is a good fit, but just the numbers of older adults in this country and their desire to remain active.
It sounds to me like, you know, as I'm reading about it and you're describing it, Susie, I mean, it sounds like it's a feel-good business, too, you know, where, you know, I love the market size and the market potential and things like that, but it must be very rewarding for the franchisees to see that progression in your customers or your clients as far as, you know, taking it to the next level and perhaps having more energy and getting really positive feedback. What's that like?
Well, that has been the most meaningful and wonderful and rewarding thing that has happened in this whole process. When I go into the club and actually have customers thank me for bringing Wealthion to their community, it's very humbling because I feel like, you know, I'm thankful for them coming in. And then to hear people give me unsolicited stories of David 2 weeks ago said to me, I'm 60 years old, I've lost 32 pounds now, I'm not on any medication. And he said, normally if you're 60 years old and you go to see a physician, you might be placed on a statin, you might need a high blood pressure medication or metformin. And you know, another woman very early on in our experience had not been able to take a tub bath for 5 years because her legs were too weak. When that happened, that was a good celebration. John was able to go to Colorado last year and, as he put it, ski with the young bucks. And so, you know, all of those stories are really the best part of Wealthion because we've been in a helping profession all of our lives, and that's really what this is all about, is helping other people and making a difference in their lives.
That's fantastic. What do you look for in your franchisees, or what will you be looking for as far as characteristics for your franchisees, Susie?
Well, I would first look for someone who really appreciates and advocates for a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, then I would look for somebody who's a forward thinker and really sees that opportunity in the aging in America. At this point, we need to look for somebody who's a bit of a risk taker. And I think the last thing that is very critical to us, and we talk to potential franchisees about it, is we're looking for people who match our set of core values in Wealthion. And so as much as we can, we want to find a person or a couple or two people who value honesty and integrity, who want to be on the cutting edge of the fitness business, who have integrity and people who really want to offer world-class service, because we are in a people business and we get to know them as a person. We know all about their lives and families. And so those are some of the characteristics that we are looking for.
That's well said. What do you look for in a location? Like, how much space is required to open up a Wealthion? And does it need to be like in a main strip, or is it like in a strip mall?
Well, we like a combination of a very well-traveled street, mm-hmm. but we like it to be maybe butting up against a residential area.
Right.
And
right.
so we use a demographic software system. We like to have 20,000 people within about a 3 to 5 mile circumference
mm-hmm.
of the club that are 50 and over. And
right.
we, of course, look for a certain housing value
right,
and
right.
income level as well. And the square footage is about 3,000 square feet.
Oh, okay, good. That's fantastic. What's the training like? Once you decide, you know, you like them and then they like you and then they decide to go forward and become a franchisee, do they come out to your corporate headquarters? How does that work?
Yes, they do. They come here for a week, and it's a combination of classroom instruction combined with practical experience. And one thing that was important to us, we opened 2 test sites and really tested the model, tested
mm-hmm.
the product, made changes. And so we have a club right in our corporate office, and we can take them into the club where they can actually practice the skills that we teach in class. One of the things we realize, because some of us have been instructors in the past and
mm-hmm.
and teachers, is that people need this information in kind of bite-sized chunks, that
mm-hmm.
the week is fine, but there's
right.
only so much, as you well know, being a professor,
yeah.
that people can retain.
Your brain can store. Sure, yeah.
Yes. So after they're here with us, we have weekly calls where we discuss their
right.
build-out, operational timelines, and you know, continue to offer all that support and information on pre-opening and then after they open as well. And during this Pioneer program that we're offering for the first, well, it'd really be the next 8
mm-hmm.
franchises, our corporate team is actually going to their club and training their fitness coaches.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's really great. How would you describe a typical day for a franchisee, for our listeners who are saying, okay, wow, this sounds really interesting. I mean, could you paint the picture of what a typical day is like for a franchisee?
Sure. It would depend if they were a semi-absentee owner or
mm-hmm.
an absentee owner or if they were actually in the club a lot. I'll take a semi-absentee owner.
Mm-hmm.
They would be a person who would come in the club on a fairly regular basis. Maybe it would only be a few hours a day. Maybe it would be 2 or 3 days a week. They would actually see who's in the pipeline. How many leads do you have? What special events are coming up in the club? Is the club clean? They would talk to members.
Right.
They might even do a sales tour, might even do an orientation workout, and then they would head out to do some marketing calls. An absentee owner would be communicating on a daily basis with the manager,
mm-hmm.
and that could be either a phone call or email, and asking, you know, who's in the pipeline, what kind of needs do you have, what does today's schedule look like, do you need extra help for extra appointments, and so that's the way an absentee owner would communicate. And of course, with our software system, there are many reports that they could access online.
That's fantastic. You've been a franchisee, and now you're a franchisor, so I thought you're one of the best people to ask this question to. What advice would you give to our listeners as far as their quest for buying a franchise, Susie?
I would first say, do you have a passion for
mm-hmm.
this business?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that is personally appealing to you, that you believe in? And then I would say look for the opportunities that are out there. Is this a big trend? Is
mm-hmm.
it a differentiated service?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the last thing for them to say to themselves, who are you partnering with?
Right.
Are these people you can trust? Do their core values match? Those are the first questions that I would advise somebody about.
That's fantastic. Where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road, Susie?
Well, we hope by the end of 2016 to have 140 to 150 clubs. And so we're really excited and looking towards big growth. We're now working on, you know, brands evolve, and even though we're young, we have already added a healthy nutrition component to our membership because we really felt all along that how one, you know, eats is very critical to their health as well. So we're excited that we added that portion as just part of the Wellseon membership. We're updating our club design already and making the clubs look even better. So, you know, down the road, we're looking also at more partnerships with healthcare companies and hopefully insurance companies as we go forward.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee at Susie? Is there any websites you would like them to go to?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to www.wellseon.com.
Okay.
And they can also call us at 952-873-7904.
And I want to thank you again, Susie. You've been a wonderful guest, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is a wonderful concept.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure, Susie. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews, and we've gotten to interview some fantastic authors on the topic of franchising. One of my favorite books is The Franchise Times Guide to Selecting, Buying, and Owning a Franchise. It's a must-read in franchising, and that book is by Julie Bennett. And we had Julie on the show, it was about 3 to 4 months ago. She had some fantastic quotes on the topic of franchising. She spoke about the importance of following a system. She gave a great example of that. She even got into the characteristics of successful franchisees. So listen to what Julie said.
The Systems is a great story. Becky Forjohn in the book. She's an Express Personnel franchisee in Dayton, Ohio. And she says, follow the system. If the prestigious manual said to write all reports with my left hand in red ink on Monday through Wednesday, and with my right hand in black ink on Thursday and Friday, I'd do it. I will follow everything because it works.
That's very powerful. I mean, that really describes franchising in a nutshell, Julie.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That kind of reminded me, Marty, of that Who was the client we had on? You know, was
we had, yeah, Julie, we had a Liberty Tax. We had one of Liberty Tax's most successful franchisees on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said the same thing. He said he wasn't a creative person. You know, all he wanted to do was just, you know, follow the system.
Right.
And that's why he became one of the most successful franchisees for Liberty Tax. That's all he did. He said, all I did was what they told me to do, and I achieved this great success, you know.
Yeah, he came in with the attitude, his whole attitude was like, just tell me what I have to do, kind of like what you were just bringing up with that particular story, Julie, and that was his whole attitude. Tell me what to do, I'll do it, I'll work hard, and he's, you know, doing quite well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, it's often, if you talk to a franchisor and say, why did that franchisee fail, he'll always say, well, he didn't follow the system.
Mm. Absolutely.
Which may, of course, that may or may not be true. So.
Right, absolutely. Julie, what types of characteristics do you think make successful franchisees?
Well, you were talking about one of the big ones, which is being hardworking.
Right.
And I think that's very important. You have to be enthusiastic about the business. You have to create an excitement before the business opens.
I agree.
To go through your community, tell them you're opening up, and get them in there the first day.
Absolutely.
You have to be able to hire, discipline, and motivate employees. There are personality tests that franchisors give franchisee candidates.
Right.
And when I took all three, I flunked them.
<That's> something.
on this very point, because they said I'd be too empathetic to my franchisee, my employees.
Right.
And they'd walk all over me.
That's
a very important point. You have to have good communication skills. You have to be talking up your franchise all the time.
Right.
You have to have a sense of humor.
Sure.
And I'll go back to Becky Courtjohn, who said that she had an angry client call her up and say, that young lady you sent over here to work is painting her toenails at our reception desk. And Becky didn't miss a beat. She said, what color?
That's great, isn't it?
Isn't that perfect?
That's
you
fantastic.
Have to roll with the punches.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's great.
And also, as you said before, you have to be well capitalized.
Sure.
So many franchises have to close in that first year because they don't have the money to keep going.
True.
Yeah, I come across that every day as we're pre-qualifying people for financing, Julie, and a lot of times we're trying to tell people to sometimes not fund the whole business themselves. They'll never be as strong a borrower as they are now. Kind of leverage yourself, get that working capital, which is a nice part of getting a loan. So you have that first 3 to 6 months of expenses paid for, but that happens a lot. People don't want to get a business loan. They finance it themselves, and 6 months later, they're looking around for money. And
Right. Don't drain your house of home equity now.
I love that quote from Becky Porchon that Julie referenced on the importance of following a system. So again, thanks for listening to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. And once again, we'd love to hear your thoughts as we now enter the world of podcasting. So again, thanks, and we'll see you again soon. Take care, everyone.